Ireland has much to offer tourists, a spectacular coastline, great traditional fiddle music, good strong beer. And to go with that beer, there's a popular snack called Tatoes. The slightly cheesy potato chips are all the rave in Ireland, so much so that there's an entire theme park near Dublin to celebrate the Tato chip brand. Reporter Colm Coyne went to check it out. Colm, judging from the sound of the recording you sent us, you were pretty excited to take a ride on the brand new roller coaster there at what is it? Tato Land? What's it called?
Tato Park. Yeah, excited's not exactly the word I'd use. There's actually, so when you go on the roller coaster, there's a drop. I don't know if you've been on, I presume you've been on a roller coaster at some point.
Yeah.
And you crank up to the top and, you know, they're kind of doing that carefully crafted, like, big rattling sound to make you slightly more terrified as you get to the top.
Right, chicka, 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 yeah.
And then it cuts out and you roll over, and we were in the very last carriage. So you see the whole train going down the drop in front of you, and you just whiplash
right.
Down.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God! Oh! No! Colm, you're kind of screaming like a little girl there.
No, the little girls were laughing and enjoying it. I was just screaming like a big scaredy man.
All right, what is going on with Tato Park? I mean, look, we have Hershey Park and we have other places named after big companies and all, but Tato Park just sounds kind of ridiculous.
I mean, look, Tato is as Irish a brand as they come. It's more Irish, or it's as Irish, or it's more Irish than Guinness. And the reason I say that is that, you know, children are allowed to eat Tato. You know, they're not technically allowed to drink Guinness, no matter what you might think. And, you know, Tato is the kind of brand that, for anyone who grew up in Ireland since the 1950s, that has been just the ubiquitous crisp. You know, my grandmother ran a little shop, and no matter what the brand was that she was handing you or that you were asking for, you know, she would never say, though, there's your pack of Walkers or whatever. It was always a pack of Tato. Like, it's the Hoover of crisps in Ireland.
So this potato chip, or crisp as you call it, is so beloved. Kind of standard fare for kids is a crisp sandwich.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. You take two slices of white bread, you butter them, you take your crisps, you open your bag and sort of crunch them up a little bit, and yeah, just use them as a filling. It's a lot of children, not every part of Ireland, but most children in Ireland will have done this at some point. And I say children, but it's not just children, because you get the habit as a child and then you keep eating them.
Are Tato's known for a particular flavor?
Yeah, well, yeah, smoky bacon. You can get salt and vinegar the same way that people eat what we call chips here, you know, so fries, you know,
French
salt
fries,
and vinegar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different Tato flavors, but the classic Tato flavor is cheese and onion. And it was invented in Ireland. Joe Spud Murphy set up the Tato Company in 1954. And it was because all of the crisps that were currently being sold at that time in Ireland were being imported from the UK. So he wanted to set up an Irish company and he wanted to sell something that was a bit more flavorful. The flavor explosion from Ireland is, you could describe it like that if you were a really bad marketing person, I guess.
People are big fans of these things, as you say, and let's hear from some of them.
I mean, Tato's basically is a crisp that's just a fantastic flavor. It's been around for I don't know how many years. It would be your staple chip, the equivalent of in America. I don't know if there is one because there's so many different brands in America. But anybody that I know in the States that's been to Ireland, you know, even for just like a short holiday or vacation, rave about Tato's. Yeah, we love it.
Whenever I go into school, my friends, whenever I have the Tato's, my friends are like crowding around me with the Tato's, like, can I have the Tato's, please?
Yeah, we all had crisp sandwiches when we were growing up. Yeah, we did, yeah. And we loved the Tato as well, actually. There was no other brands when we were smaller. It was just all Tato, cheese and onion as well. So, yeah, it stands out all right, yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm looking at the website for Tato Park, and there are quite a few rides there that might make you lose your Tatoes.
Yeah, the other ride that was there was the Rotator, and the Rotator, I suppose you could say it's this giant arm. It's several stories tall, which then swings you around and around, but at a certain point, it stops and leaves you suspended upside down.
Yeah.
No, but it's...
I would have loved to hear the sound of you doing that.
It's a theme park. But there's tamer stuff too. There's an Old West train. There's an Old West theme there.
What was one of the favorite comments or anecdotes you got while visiting Tato Park?
I suppose there was an Irish-American woman there. She was born in Ireland. She lives in Florida now. And she was saying that, you know, they're a taste of home. That was the thing that gave me a little tug on the heartstrings, you know.
Well, listen, Colin, we're going to tug at your heartstrings just a little bit more. I want you to listen to this.
Mr. Tato, Mr. Tato, the snack that has the knack for having the crack.
That is the Tato theme song. That's great. That is so Irish. It's lovely. Where is that from?
So that's from the factory tour. So you just walk across a short road and suddenly you're in the factory grounds and you walk up just through the doors and that's playing right as you open the doors. If you walk around, you know, there's different facts about Tato, different pictures of packets over the years, facts and figures. And for the moment, the Mr. Tato election song is probably the most exciting part of the tour.
Colm Coyne is a radio producer in Dublin. Thank you for a tour of Tato Park and the Tato legend.
Thanks very much, Aaron. Would it be wrong for me to open my packet of crisps right now?